ABC Radio Australia.
First, though, it's 4 years since Papua New Guinea last took on the Australian Prime Minister's 13 with the annual Rugby League fixture switched to Fiji in 2019, and then came 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic. But now the original showdown between the Kumuls and the Kangaroos is back, and for the first time it'll be played on Australian soil in Brisbane on Sunday. The timing of the game, though, has affected selections for both teams, with the NRL finals down to the last four, while the Digicel Cup grand final in PNG is also being played this weekend. It means big names are missing for the Kumuls, including the NRL's top try scorer Alex Johnston, who'll be in finals action for South Sydney against Penrith, while the Melbourne Storm duo of Justin Ollam and Xavier Coates are being rested after a long season for them. So, the Kumuls lineup for Sunday is made up entirely of players from Queensland Cup teams, bar one, Leon Ondupia, who gets his chance after the Mendy Murucs bowed out of the Digicel Cup finals last weekend. The absence of star players has sparked plenty of criticism on social media, but head coach Stanley Teppin says the fans have to recognise the difficulties he faced in putting a squad together.
Some of the factors were beyond our control, and we believe that we've picked the best possible players to represent PNG. And thinking ahead as well, this Prime Minister's 13 matches are always good to give young up-and-coming players a chance as well. And hopefully, you know, they can impress, and there's still a couple of positions there that we want to confirm after this match on the weekend. So hopefully they can be selected for the World Cup.
Regarding Digicel Cup players coming in from the PNG competition, yep, there is one name that stands out in the list that you have chosen, Leon Ondupia from the Mendy Murucs. I mean, clearly you must rate him pretty highly.
Yeah, Leon, you know, he's been a standout. He was unlucky last year, I guess, to be not included in the Hunters. He's a young, talented kid. I felt that, you know, we had a couple other names from the Gorillas and the Wigmen, and it's unfortunate that they can't play this weekend, obviously, with the grand final of the Digicel Cup. But Leon's one guy that's always been on our radar, and he gets an opportunity this weekend. He's safe under the high ball. He's, you know, we've got a couple of wingers, Solomon Wani and Robert Derby, that played in the Pacific Test. They've got long-term injuries, so they're unavailable for this game and the World Cup, which is unfortunate for them, but it gives Leon a chance, and I think he'll do a good job, and he won't let his teammates and his country down.
What about players who are currently overseas? I mean, clearly there will be a number coming into the Kumuls squad for the World Cup from the English Super League.
England-based players, we've got Reece Martin, Edwin Ipape, Nene McDonald, Wellington Albert, and Lachlan Lamb, who just recently joined his father at Lee. Look, they'll be considered, and I'm pretty sure they'll make the World Cup team. It's just a matter of how we plan the logistical side of things. We've got a short camp in PNG before we head out to the UK. So when we travel there, we meet in UK. We just got to work out what's the best logistical way for us to fit them into the squad. There's a couple of other players that we're talking to that have worn the Kumul jersey before, but it's just a matter of what competition they're playing and what sort of current form they're at. So that'll be a key factor when the overseas-based players are considered. Obviously, we can't bring them in for this short camp in the PM's 13, but definitely for the World Cup.
And what about the future for this fixture, the Prime Minister's 13 game, which has become, I guess, a traditional part of rugby league in PNG, although, of course, the last one was played in Fiji, in fact, but dominated by PNG over the years. Next year, we're going to have an October test window for the Pacific Test. That's been moved. So how will the PM13's game fit in alongside that? I mean, is there a risk that it might disappear?
For me personally, I'd like the PM13 game to be a consistent fixture in the international scene. But being played in PNG, I think it gives the opportunity to our local boys and our local fans in PNG, even for that one fixture throughout the year, for the fans to see the NRL stars and see all the up-and-coming PNG players. And it's very important too, not only in terms of the game, but the relationship both countries have. It's always been a good end-of-the-year fixture for both countries. Obviously, we haven't had it in the last few years, but now that it's back on, hopefully next year we can have it back in PNG. It's very important for the local Digicel Cup players as well, as a reward for them to play in this fixture. I've been involved in this fixture as a coach and as an assistant coach for the last few years, and it's very important to continue this, still, you know, not only in the sport, but other important messages that both countries try to emphasise on during the week. So it won't be the same this weekend, obviously, with the game being played in Brisbane, but it's an opportunity. The game's on at Suncorp for some of the young guys included, for our team, it's an opportunity to play against some of the best players in the world and play at the best stadium. And hopefully they can bring that and, you know, improve on their individual careers. And next year, moving onwards, we hope to have that game back in PNG. It's up to the higher people to make that call.
So to get the best value, as it were, out of the game for you as national coach, one, it has to be played in PNG, and two, it either has to be played before finals or after finals, clearly not during finals, otherwise that means the best Digital Cup players are not going to get a chance.
Yeah, well, it's always been the case that it was played after the Digital Cup finals. With the national elections this year, there was a bit of a break in the season at the Digital Cup level, and that's probably caused this clash to happen. You know, it's a stepping stone for up-and-coming players and players that are on the fringe of making kumus and making the hunter. So that's always been an important part of their careers, and then for PNG Rugby League as a whole and for the people of PNG to see who's the next kumus or who's the next up-and-coming star. So it'd be important to make sure that when the calendars are done in the football year, then this is a reward for the players coming. So we've just got to make sure that he doesn't have a clash like he does this year. So it's very important for us to make sure we get that part right. And also for Australia as well, I think, you know, it gives their young players a chance too. So it's a benefit for both nations.
Stanley Tappend, head coach for the PNG Kumuls, who take on the Australian Prime Minister's 13 in Brisbane on Sunday.